Washington's a good football team. I mean, they've got some good players, and they got a tremendous defense, and guys with some veteran experience over there. And I think our guys just their week of preparation put them in the best possible situation on game day, and they overcame the elements, and it didn't bother.
Doug, can you talk about some of the good things Rodney Hudson's been giving you guys at center?
Tell you, he's a rock in there. You know, he's been a solid leader. He's embraced the position. He's controlling the line of scrimmage. He's directing the traffic up front, and he's done a great job. You know, with that, and he's leading those guys, and he's keeping them. You know, that's the center is the nucleus of the offense, and that's where it starts. And he's brought some stability there.
I know in the preseason training camp, you guys worked Jeff Allen in there a little bit. I mean, do you still, work Jeff Allen in, or is it pretty much...
Yeah, Rodney's always been the starter and will continue to be the starter, but you always have the plan. You got to have a backup guy, and as you've seen, we've moved some guys around, guards and tackles, and Jeff Allen continues to work as a backup center, and with some other guys that we've had, and you got Cush sitting there too as a backup guy, young guy, and keep working those guys in the mix.
Is Allen a vocal? I know you have to be vocal as a center, but when he's out on the field, what's the communication like with those guys?
You know, you don't hear it. It's not like out loud stuff, but within the group and side to side, and next to their partner, they communicate really well, and actually between them and Alex too, having the ability to communicate, they've done a good job.
Doug, as you go through the video each week, in recent weeks, is it dramatic how much your offensive line has improved? Is that an accurate way to describe it?
They've steadily improved from week one to where we are today. Is it dramatic or drastic? There's been subtle changes throughout the year. Our guys they've overcome some adversity, injury, during the year, and moving some guys around, and they've hung together. They've hung tough with that, and you always say you're as good as your offensive line, and they've really, in the last month of the season here, they've played really well.
What about Eric Fisher? Would you say his play from say early in the season to now is dramatically better? I mean, is it a different guy?
I think he's probably the one that's really improved the most, or the most consistent there. And I think he's understanding how to play. He's trusting Coach Heck and the technique and the fundamental that he's teaching him. And he's putting it into practice. He's trying it in practice, and then it pays off in the game for him when he does it. And then there's that confidence of, hey, oh, it worked in the game. Now I can build off of that. And he's done a really nice job in these last couple. He's gone against some, for a young rookie tackle to go against some tremendous defensive ends in this league, he's held up nice.
Why not move him, as long as Brandon Albert's out, over to the left side?
Right now there's just a comfort level with him right there on the right side, and with his progression and his growth at tackle, it's best to keep him right where he's at, and let he and Jeff Schwartz and John Osamoah and those guys still communicate verbally there, and just kind of keep him in the progression of things, and his progress keeping him steady in one spot.
Have you guys practiced him at all on the left side?
No.
Not at all?
No. Full
season?
No, I mean, again, it's when you get into the season like that, your guys are kind of in their spot, and you have some different situations and scenarios where, and Donald's been the guy, Donald's been kind of the swing guy for us, and he's the guy that can go left and right. He's got some experience there. And so right now, it goes back to just the growth of Fisher, of just keeping him right there. And who knows? Now, down the road, a year, two, three, four, 5 years down the road, he could be that guy that could go back and forth or switch to left as well.
Another guy is Schwartz. I know he wasn't playing a lot for you early in the year, but there are a couple games where you had to use him.
Yeah.
Would you call the improvement in his play dramatic?
He's really, been the bright spot here lately. When Osamoah went down, Schwartz, he stepped in, and, of course, Donald stepped in, and he's really done a nice job in there. And, again, he's one of those guys that you can play right guard or left guard and move him around.
So is he your right guard this week again? Is he?
I mean, he's going to go in, and Osamoah's there, and Schwartz is there, and then you got Jeff Allen sitting there. So, you got the combination of the guards that you can rotate and mix them in. But, what you saw last week and the last couple of weeks, and you keep building on that.
And Stevenson, I mean, talk about a young tackle having to play the left tackle. he's a sub in, but not at the plate for Brandon.
You know, and he's so gifted. He's so talented. Mm-hmm. Talented. You watch him run. You get out on the edge, and you know, when Jamal broke that run last week, and he's kind of down there leading the charge. I mean, you kind of go, whoa, kid can run a little bit, and you know, he's learning. You know, just like all the guys are, they're learning and still young, but yet he's really improved. And then just playing with confidence, and that's the biggest thing. When you go into a game just knowing in your own ability, you know, that, hey, I can get the job done, then that's half the battle.
Okay. Like, how much do you pay attention to the combination of linemen, or is it simply the best guard, the best tackle at that point, or are there two guys that work maybe better together on one side of the
team? You know, it comes down to the best five, you know, but there is that communication, though, where, okay, your left tackle, left guard, that combination, if those two guys work well together, then let's keep those two guys well. It could be right tackle, right guard. You got a veteran guy and a rookie right tackle. So there's some consistency there to keep those two guys together, whether it be Asamoah in there or Jeff Schwartz in there, communicating with Fish. So you like those types of situations. And again, that just goes to the growth of Eric Fisher. You know, having that veteran guy next to you gives you a little bit of that confidence to communicate, starting with Rodney, communicate down the line, and get the job done.